I don't think so. But evidently, he must have lived a pretty fast life, because dying at age 42 is dying pretty young. I just don't know. Of course, anybody can...
I'm sure that had something to do with
anybody of any age could die young, that's true. But usually, all the old boys I've known that have died young have been hell after women.
That might have been part of the problem.
It might, well, that, now really with all due respect, that's the ones I know that have died young like that have given them a royal fit, and,
yeah.
And it tells off on them too.
Yeah, you gotta pay for the pleasure, I guess.
I reckon so, that's part of the price.
Well, let me ask you this, say if a farmer had some land with a lot of bushes and trees on it and he wanted to put it to cultivation,
yeah.
What would you say that he did to it to get it ready to...
Clear it. Yeah. Clear. Have you ever heard any particular names for a piece of land that's just been cleared? I don't know. Not exactly. I ought to have Joe B. around here. He's a farmer. I don't know.
You ever heard people talk about new ground?
New ground? Well, yes. That's usually... something they never had farmed before. Now, it doesn't necessarily mean it hadn't been cleared before, but I mean it's something that hadn't been in cultivation. It might have been pasture for the last few years. And it's a new ground. In other words, they're putting something into cultivation. It's either been in timber or else it's just been pasture or something else. Hadn't been used.
Have you ever heard of, say, when you cut your hay off the field the first time and then it comes back up the second time, isn't that called anything in particular?
Second cutting.
Have you ever heard any terms for a crop that comes up in a field even though you didn't plant it?
Volunteer
crop. You were talking yesterday about shocking wheat.
Yeah.
Now, before when you shock wheat, that's piling a lot of bundles together, isn't
that's
it?
That's picking up tied bundles. The farm machinery ties each one of them and ties into a knot. And you pick up the tied bundles and put them together and kind of in a stack. And that sort of concentrates it. And it's easier. You can go out there in a truck, or used to be wagon, but now it's a truck. Go out there and they're all together and you can load it up quicker that way.
These are some more phrases I want to ask you about.
Okay.
Excuse me. Sure. Say, if we had to do a job together, you'd say that not just one of us has to do it, but...
It's a joint proposition, and it's a joint job, or a partnership deal, or...
Or if you were tough, you might say that and have to do it.
Say who has to do it?
If you were just telling me about it, you know, something that we had to do together, you might say, well, now, and have to do
it. You and I have to. So you and I, it's you and my job, or you and I have to do it, or something like that.
Or say, if one way of identifying yourself without using your name, for instance, if you know that they're going to recognize the sound of your voice, like you're knocking on their door,
yeah.
And they say, well, who is it? You might say, oh, open the door, it's just...
It is I.
You say that naturally?
Yeah.
I can't, for some reason, I can't bring myself to say that.
Well, now, a lot of people say it's me, but that's not good English.
Well, I say that too.
it's me. I'd say it's I. I mean, that's what I would, but I mean, after all, that's nominative.